Good morning. This is Ryan from Rampant Design with episode number 2. Caveat, I said in episode 1 that I was going to be calling this Rampant Radio, which is a great name, but of course somebody's already using it. There's a dad in the States that's doing an awesome job, so I'm not going to poach on his name. What I'm going to do is I'm going to call this Rampant Design Audio. It's the audio version of the business that I run, which is called Rampant Design. I do graphic design, branding strategy, and content management. On the side, I'm also a leather worker, artist, and I have run a couple of small businesses, and I just like to talk about that experience for the people who are coming up, who are starting small things, and are looking for the new avenue. Why am I doing Anchor? Why am I doing a podcast? Why am I doing radio? I'm doing these things because of the way that I'm thinking about a lot of stuff and because I honestly just don't have time to blog. I said on a previous podcast with a friend of mine, Red River Ransom, that I had all these headlines that I've been writing and that I really wanted to blog, but it's been a couple of weeks and I haven't written a single story. I haven't written a single post. So I'm going to try audio. This seems to work pretty well, but in a world of Facebook stories, Facebook Live, Instagram Live, stories, tags, video, YouTube, why is radio interesting? So for me, one of the things is it's a lot quicker. I can speak into this, into my phone, I can use this app, I can get it out in a whole concept, undiluted, but also means unedited. So you're going to get everything, you're going to hear some ums and pops and crackles and thoughts. They are stream of consciousness, which is tasty, interesting. I may end up changing it. But what's really interesting is that what I like doing is I come up with, or these things pop into my mind as a headline, and I know that there's a story underneath it, and I just can't get to my computer to write it down. So we're going to do it here. One of them that I thought of earlier was, if you build it, will they come? So it's a twist on Field of Dreams. How far can you push to make something so it'll come into reality? But the question now isn't, well, of course they'll come. If I build a website, I will sell everything. It'll work amazingly. If I do Amazon dropshipping, white labeling, it'll be awesome. Everything will be perfect. If I go into real estate, all I need to do is put my flag out and I'm successful. That is definitely not true in a current world. If we think about just web design, why do you need to be online? Well, of course, everybody needs to be online. You need to be searchable and findable, and you need to have a reason to be there so that people will understand why you're there. But even more than that, you need to understand your own reason for being there. If you're a business, obviously you're selling a product or service, so that's why you're there. And then you also need to drive traffic to your site. If you're an artist, maybe you're looking for commissions. Maybe you're just looking for encouragement. There's lots of sites that will do those things for you, and you can join them quickly, easily. Flickr, Tumblr, DeviantArt, there's just have a Facebook page. Set yourself up with a business page. Set yourself up with a personal page. But when people go through the effort of building something, that they're building their company, they're building a website, or they're building to the next level, the next platform, their next tier, why are you doing it comes into a big question for me. I ask why a lot. I often drive my clients a little bit close to the edge, and I have definitely driven some past bosses to a frustration point by asking so many questions of why. But it really drives home the effort and the direction of what you're going to produce and why you're going to do it. Why am I doing this podcast? Which is a really good question. I'm doing this because I want to share some of this information. I've been in graphic design, not as long as some, but longer than most. I've been doing it for over 10 years. I've been in small businesses. I've done conventions. I work with artists. And I find that they're the people that are struggling and they need to break out of a mold. So I'm going to try this. What am I hoping to get out of it? I'm hoping to get some followers that will gain something. I'm not going to monetize this in any way. There's no reason for me to do this. If you want to sit down with me and have a conversation about your specific business, we can talk about that. And the first meeting's, you know, almost always free unless you're absolutely planning something and it's a really intense meeting. But if it's a pitch deck, of course we're going to sit down and talk about how I can help you or what direction you should be taking, especially if you're a small business, because you can't always afford a large company. So a large company to come in and give you a media strategy. And maybe you don't even need one. That comes into your why. Why are you going to do this? What's your goal? How much are you trying to gain? Are you trying to increase revenue by a percentage, by a dollar figure? If you build it, will they come? Always the question. I'm new to Anchor, so it's beeping in my ear, so we'll see if there's more to this. Maybe there's a part 2 to episode 2. Welcome to Rampant Design Audio. This is episode number 2. We're going to talk about web design, business development, and why you should be online. Enjoy.